Next is an installation address given by His Divine Grace Satswarup Das Goswami Gurupad on February 14, 1982, in Trinidad.
I described to the large group yesterday how, according to the Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literatures, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how we can worship the form of Krishna. I described as misunderstandings the idea that the Absolute Truth is impersonal, and also the misunderstanding that to worship the many different demigods like Shiva, Brahma, Indra is the same as worshipping the Supreme God, Krishna. In this way, repeating the words of our spiritual master and the shastras and the sadhus, we were trying to appreciate how auspicious it is to worship the form of Radha Krishna. And we invited everyone to regularly come to this temple and worship the form of the Lord and offer Him your prayers and offer Him some fruit or flower, whatever you can bring. This is temple worship. Along with temple worship goes the chanting of the Lord's name, which is worshiping God by sound vibration. And we worship especially the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These are simple practices that anyone can take to. He doesn't have to become a sannyasi, give up his family or career or anything like that. Even the great devotee of Krishna, Arjuna, remained a military man, but was a pure devotee of Krishna and followed out Krishna's order on the battlefield. So whether you're Brahmin or Kshatriya or Vaishya or Shudra, you can become transcendental to all the orders of life by becoming the devotee of the Lord. Therefore, temple worship, chanting the holy name, associating with like-minded devotees, taking the Lord's prasadam or food that is offered to Krishna, and hearing the message of Krishna from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. These methods are not very difficult compared to, in former ages, austere meditation or mystic yoga practices. Even a child can chant Hare Krishna, and certainly he can take the Lord's prasadam very easily when it is prepared as very palatable food. So this is all in connection with Krishna. So some of you may not be as familiar with the worship of the Guru, which we perform today with the deity or murti form of our spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. But there is authorized direction for worshipping the spiritual master also in the deity form. For example, we are worshipping Radha Krishna according to authorized books which were written under the direction of Lord Chaitanya, who appeared as Krishna 500 years ago. He directed his followers such as Sanatan Goswami to write books. And Sanatan Goswami wrote the Hari Bhakti Vilas, in which are given all the rules and regulations for how to worship the deity. And in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, there is also information how to worship the form of the spiritual master. As worshipping the Lord is not idol worship, worshipping the spiritual master is not to worship an ordinary man. Neither is it to worship the leader of a religious sect, but it is to worship Krishna through the servant of Krishna. And this is the way that we must approach the Lord, by worshipping the servant of the Lord. There is a statement in the Shiva Purana, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Lord Shiva speaks to his consort Parvati and says, Of all forms of worship in this world, such as worship of demigods and impersonal worship, the highest worship is to worship Vishnu. Vishnu Aradhanam. The worship of Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Param means this is the greatest worship. Vishnu Aradhanam Param. But then he says, Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam. Tadiyanam means things in connection with the Lord, not the Lord, but the devotee of the Lord. It is even better to worship the devotee of the Lord than to worship the Lord. This does not mean that the devotee is saying that he is God, he is better than God. No one is better than God. But the servant of the Lord is better in the sense that he is even more merciful than the Lord himself. He is the agent directly sent by Krishna to teach Krishna consciousness. He never says anything different than Krishna. For example, in the Bhagavad Gita, the conclusion is, Krishna is saying, surrender to me, and I will relieve you from all your sins. You will not have to suffer reaction. Do not fear. And the spiritual master says, instead of saying, surrender to me, which is what Krishna says, the spiritual master says, surrender to Krishna. So these statements are identical. Krishna saying, surrender to me, and the spiritual master saying, surrender to Krishna, they're the same things. But the spiritual master, he takes disciples and he instructs them about the science of Krishna and deals with them in a very liberal and individual way on behalf of Krishna. Sometimes the spiritual master is compared to a direct representative of a king, such as the viceroy. The king does not go into the different states or provinces to personally collect the taxes, but he sends an immediate empowered representative, like a viceroy. Now each local governor, he will receive that viceroy just like the king, because he is a direct ambassador of the king. Similarly, to insult the ambassador will get you the bad result of insulting the king. So the spiritual master is compared like that, that he is the via media of Krishna. He teaches us how to surrender to Krishna. We can give a nice example. That Lord Krishna, again, he said, surrender to me. That was a demand by Krishna, that if you surrender, then he will release you from your sins. But when Lord Chaitanya came, he is also Krishna. But he appeared as the devotee of Krishna and showed the more magnanimous feature, because he did not even ask that you first surrender to Krishna before he would give you Krishna's love, but rather he distributed love of Krishna very freely without any distinction as to who was receiving it. Therefore, there is a nice prayer about Lord Chaitanya, Namo Maha Bharanaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gautvishe Namah. We offer our obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, the most munificent incarnation of Krishna, because he is giving what no other incarnation ever gave before. Very freely, he is giving the topmost love of God. So without any qualification, the pure devotee does this merciful act. In this way, we can understand philosophically how you can worship the form of the spiritual master. And in this way, you are also honoring God. The common saying is, to glorify the devotee of God is to glorify God. Or even more common, ordinary dealings. Just like a man, if he keeps a pet dog. So there's a saying, if you love me, then you love my dog. Then if you flatter a man's pet, that you have a very nice dog, then he will be pleased with you. So the pure devotee or spiritual master, he is like a pet dog of God, because he is serving God 24 hours a day. He has no other desire than to spread the teachings of Krishna. So naturally, he is very dear to Krishna. Everyone is dear to Krishna. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshos dinapriya. Krishna says, I am impartial. Everyone, no one is my enemy. But then he says, but he who has become a devotee of me, I am especially with him. So that is the position of the pure devotee. He is very dear to Krishna. So if you are kind to the devotee, if you hear from the devotee, then Krishna will be pleased with you. It is like that. If you try to approach God directly, it's very difficult. He's very great. We are not qualified to immediately approach God, but we approach Him through His servant who makes Himself available. It is the same example. You may want to please a very big man, and it will be very difficult. You could not spend enough money to make him inclined to you because he's so rich. How can you impress him? But if you somehow or other become able to show some kindness to his little son, and that can be done just by giving him a little candy or just being kind to the son, then the big man will be pleased with you. So the Lord is pleased when you please His servant. Therefore, when we install the murti of Srila Prabhupada, and that later to end the program tonight, we will place, as we have the picture, now we will place the form of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, and He will always be in the temple in His merciful form, as He is already in the temple in His instructions. Therefore, Prabhupada's worship is authorized. He, however, is not just even ordinary among spiritual masters. Therefore, the name is Prabhupada. Prabhu means master. Prabhupada means that master to whose feet other masters come. He is a guru among gurus. Therefore, you hear the devotees, they chant Prabhupada's name and they chant Jaya Jagat Guru. Jagat means the universe. He is the spiritual master qualified to teach all living entities all over the world. And that is not a theoretical statement, because Srila Prabhupada actually did this. He traveled all over the different continents, North America, South America, European countries, Russia, India, every country practically, or he sent his disciples there. Actually, is an interesting point that the very first place Srila Prabhupada thought of coming in the West was Trinidad. There was one man who was writing to him from here as early as 1961, when Srila Prabhupada was in India and had never left. And he was prepared to come here, but he had no means, he had no money, not even $10. But the man could not afford a ticket. Then eventually Prabhupada got free passage on a steamship. Not a passenger ship, but on one cargo ship. And that ship went to New York. Otherwise, he very well could have first come to Trinidad. But whether first or later, he has come to Trinidad, and he has been in Trinidad for over 10 years through his devotees preaching. And now it has reached a climactic point of this nice temple, and things are going to increase more and more. So, the spiritual master is one. He repeats the message of Krishna. Therefore, it is not that he is our spiritual master and someone else follows another spiritual master. The true spiritual master is only one, just as there is only one God. He may be known by different names sometimes, Jehovah, Allah, Krishna. But God is one. There cannot be a controversy. Otherwise, he's not God. God is the Supreme One. Therefore, the true Guru is one. He may appear in different times, like before Prabhupada was his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. But there is one Guru to teach us all, that is any representative who's actually speaking the one true message, the message of Srila Vyasadeva, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the absolute truth, and the purpose of life is to render devotional service to Him. And in this age, it is best done by chanting His holy name. All right. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.